Everybody said it, and then everybody jumped on me, and then when real fucking friends came out, oh, see, he ain't washed up. Told you. Wait till the album come out. The motherfucking album came out, and this is the motherfucking shit we got.
Welcome to another Dead End Hip Hop album review. Before we get into the album review, make sure you go to patreon.com. Get exclusive content, get really cool, unique stuff that nobody else can get, not on the YouTube, but on the Patreon page. You get exclusive behind the scenes stuff, you get a live stream
with the hangout now.
We're doing the hangout
today,
some other cool stuff. Go to patreon.com and go find everything out. And also, we got the new 5-year anniversary Dead End Hip Hop t-shirts. Nobody's rocking it today, but
they can just go to the website and hit merch.
Go to the website, deadendhiphop.com, hit the merch thing, go get it, man. 15% off until March 2nd. Yeah, man, it's a whole online shop, so it's more than just t-shirts. Dead End Hip Hop album review, Swish. No, Waves.
Ooh, you wrong as shit.
Motherfucker switching up names like it don't mean nothing. But album review, The Life of Pablo, Kanye West. Honestly, coming into this album, or just Kanye in general, man, I have zero expectations of music, of anything that comes out of his mouth, because any time that I try to think about what he should do, he just goes left, and then he goes right, and then he just does whatever the hell he wants to do. So from a long time ago now, I just, it's whatever. You put it out, I'ma listen to it, I'll see how I digest it and take it, because I was not feeling Yeezus, not at all. So going into this, I'm like, okay, I don't think he's gonna make the same album twice, so I don't have to worry about that. And thankfully, on that aspect, I was right. And this album right here is honestly one of my favorite Kanye albums. I'll start with the intro. Ultra Light Beam. You know, this is a God song. Or a God, what do you say? God dream.
Gospel.
Yeah, but the way he started off the album was very, very traditional Kanye-like. So he definitely drew me in right from the beginning. I'm like, okay, had a moment of exhale, like, okay, I can actually get into this song.
Spirit, huh?
I did a little bit, you know, the horns be blaring. Then he goes into Father Stretch My Hands Part 1 and Part 2. First one with Kid Cudi, second one with the future imposter named Designer.
Future imposter.
Bruh.
I feel you though.
Yeah, the first.
I was like, oh, he got future.
Yeah. I thought it was Future up and down.
Did he say, I got a bras in Atlanta?
Exactly. I'm like, it was Future. Exactly. I'm thinking it's Future. I'm like, yo, I love the beat on this thing. I love Future coming in there. And then I'm like, oh, what's the dude named Designer? Never heard of him. So, okay. I think Kanye, he always goes over the top, whatever he does, because he's just Kanye. And I think the prime example of that is Lowlights. Like, it's a song that he just has this chick talking for 2 minutes and 8 seconds, and it's just
telling the story.
But it's just extremely Kanye. Like, and then the song Kanye.
Kanye.
Yeah, I love Kanye. This album is just it's really just him, and I like Kanye. I like the over the topness. You know what I'm saying? That you always see, and he brings it to the music. It was just he executed it well. First couple listens, I was not feeling this album. But the more and more I listen to it, I'm like, okay, it's growing on me. Because, again, those expectations of Kanye and what should he do and what is he doing? How am I receiving this? But
so it definitely had to grow on you.
It definitely had to grow on me. No More Parties in LA with Kendrick, dope as hell. What was it?
Real Friends.
That I think that's my favorite track on there, because again it just describes Kanye. You know, I can't remember which album it was on, but a couple albums ago, you know, he made a line where it was like, like my cousin got a new baby and I got a new car, and then like, you know, the two perspectives of what's important to him versus what's important to you, and real friends brought me back to that. Like, these are Kanye's like thoughts and how he really feels. Like, is anybody real to me? You know what I'm saying? And that is the Kanye that I love, and I felt like he brought that on here. This is just a very Kanye album. I'm a Kanye fan, and I think that's the reason why I really like it.
So you like Facts too?
I like Facts too. I like Facts too.
Interesting. All right, cool. So it bumps in the whip then?
It bumps in the whip. Bumps in the whip.
They want to hear your opinion. Yeah, they wait.
I heard some people say they wanted to hear your opinion. That's funny.
Man, I don't think he executed anything well on this album. On the album, I think
at all?
The release, I think this album is about as scattered and as jumbled as Kanye is right now. As far as the way, you know, he set it up, he changed the name 3 or 4 times. His tweets are all over the place, just like this album. Him releasing it was all over the place. It's gonna come out Friday, and then it's gonna come out, well, it eventually came out Saturday. Like, nothing synced up well at all. And then this is what you get. Is it better than Yeezus? Some people are saying that. I think I enjoyed it a slightly bit more than Yeezus, but other than that, I think it's a jumbled mess of an album. You know, there's flashes of old Kanye on here, which, you know, you kind of go back to the old skit thing, and then there's this new Kanye, which I'm not a fan of at all. Like, Ultralight Beam is the one that people are going nuts over, and yeah, it's a good song. I like the song. I don't have any issues with the song. But the way people were freaking out, and then I listen to the song, I'm like, okay, it's not what I expected. Then you go into Father Stretch My Hands with Cudi, and then you got this designer guy who everybody thought was Future. We come to find that it's not Future with the alias. It's actually this guy, really named designer that signed to Good Music. And then it just kind of goes on and on and on and on. He's not really rapping. He's using the features. Like, El DeBarge was on here. He had like four lines, you know, that he sung on here. Like, I don't know, man. It's just like, it's just not good enough. This is just not good enough for Kanye.
Kanye expectations.
No,
they are, and I feel that's why you gotta.
So he put out 3 great albums back to back to back. He fell off with 808s. He came after
it. Didn't. Don't even say that. Take that back.
Fell off again with Yeezus. And then this is what we get. This is what we get. And people continue to look. I said it when He dropped 808s. I said, if you guys let this guy get away with this, he's going to continue to do this type of stuff. He did it with Yeezus, and now he's doing it again. And the only thing, people continue to give this guy like passes. Oh, he's an artist, or, you know, this self-proclaimed genius that you know, he's putting out there in the air, and people are buying into this. And when they put this on, like, well, you know, it's kind of Kanye because Kanye's doing this, that, and the other, and it's like, what the
shots
fuck,
fired,
man?
Shots fired.
Kanye doesn't, the thing about Kanye is he doesn't assimilate. He does his own thing. He's starting to sound like everybody else. You know, he's starting to blend in, and Kanye, he doesn't blend in. People try to be like Kanye. Kanye now is trying to be like other people.
And I feel that aspect. And I feel that, like, when he came out with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, it was like Kanye's take on traditional hip-hop, his version. I feel like what Kanye kind of did with this is take the new sounds and all of that and make it Kanye. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that there's nothing wrong with that. And that's why, to me, I feel like this was fine in terms of the music and the execution.
The execution, as far as the sequence, of
the actual album. To me, I'm fine. I think it's fine. I just think that a lot of people have extremely high expectations for Kanye, and deservedly so. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, because obviously he came out with those 3 albums back to back. Then you don't like 808s, but that was an amazing album. My Beautiful Dark Twisted. I get it, but at the same time, because he is artsy, because he is so different, he is so unique. Just look at this project for what it is. If you don't like it, it's cool.
He set his own bar high.
He did.
And he's not living up to it.
I fuck with it.
I like the old Kanye.
So So you like it or you don't?
I do like the production. There are some songs on there that produce well. And there are songs where he is rapping and he's kind of giving me that old Kanye, Real Friends and No Parties in L.A. There was another song that he actually was rapping. And, you know, I was cool with that and not kind of, you know, there's a lot of, like, and the other thing is, like, he doubles up like everybody seems to be. And it's a recurring thing on the album where everybody's kind of saying the same verse twice. And sometimes three or four times in a song. So, again, man, I said it on Twitter, man. I think I'm stand by, man. I think he washed up, man. Everybody said it, and then everybody jumped on me, and they were real fucking friends came out. And y'all motherfuckers, when real fucking friends came out, oh, see, he ain't washed up. Told you. Wait till the album come out. The motherfucking album came out, and this is the motherfucking shit we got.
Yeah, I think this album was probably average at best. I'm kind of in agreement with Ken. Like, listening to this, I'm like, dang. I guess my same sentiment was what I think when we did the Drake album. If you're reading this is too late, it just seemed like it's not cohesive at all. Like, if you listen to previous Kanye albums, even though I didn't care for Yeezus, but at least Yeezus was like, I felt like it was just a cohesive project, and I felt this was just like all over the place, like just crazy. Like, it started off really good with Ultralight Beam, because I thought Chance, and I think Weekend was definitely one of the two like spotlight features on this album. I thought.
Let me ask you this though. Like, I know I'm gonna let you finish, but like,
wow.
But as I was saying it, I realized how it sounded.
Right.
But you don't feel like it had like an underlining theme though, like with the whole gospel type of contradictory type thing going on? Because like a lot of with just itself. being a producer, you didn't hear that at all, like throughout the album.
No, I mean, because. And then, you know, Kanye, he said some pretty slick lines, but I thought he had some really bad bars throughout
this
album.
You like the GoPro?
No, man. You're talking about highlights? Yeah, you're like, I wish I had my dick on the GoPro so I could go back and watch this shit on slow. I mean,
You ever think like that?
What?
What? The fuck you said to me?
Yeah. Just for example, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Kanye was rhyming on that album. And then, like, to go from that to, like, lines he was saying on here. But like I said, Father Stretched My Hands, even though I didn't care for the verses, I thought the beats was dope as hell for the Kid Cudi and the Designer Future. This album is not going to be memorable for me. Like, it's going to be very forgettable, like, as just a whole. This is going to be a Kanye album where I'm going to be like, I think we're not going to be talking about this album in the months to come. This is not groundbreaking or anything. I can't believe you like facts, because he sounded just like Drake. Like, he sounded just like freaking, I don't know, like Ken said.
But he
likes
Drake.
Huh?
But he likes Drake.
Yeah, but like, I mean, how you go from like people influencing, like you influencing other people to you just sounding like everyone else. Like, it is certain tracks on here where I'm like, man. I did like Waves though, the Chris Brown track. That track was cool. 30 Hours was cool, but that second half with him just had 100,000 30 hours. Like, saying that, like, the whole second 30 hours.
He made you think Andre was.
Yeah, because I thought, I'm like, because when I saw that, man. I'm like, damn, 100,000 on here? I said, I want to.
Because it was still like a lot of time.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting for him, because he kept saying, yo, Andre, three stacks, yo, help me out. And I'm thinking he's about to come in.
No, he came in. Was
and that's
all this motherfucker just did the hook.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, man, like, that's crazy. Yeah, he could have definitely ended the album better than Facts or Fade. Yeah, of course, unfortunately, the two tracks he released before the album was easily my favorite tracks, besides Ultralight Beam.
You said unfortunately?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, when I heard Real Friends and No More Parties LA, I'm like, okay, so let's see what this album's going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
And those tracks were my favorite tracks on the album, like, and Ultralight Beam. Those are easily my favorite tracks. But yeah, this album is, like, average at best.
Okay, so I'll say this, starting off. Listening to this project, this is exactly why it does not work for us to review projects right after they come out. It may work for some people, it does not work for us. And I'll tell you why. When I first listened to this album, I thought it was garbage. And I mean garbage. It was a chore to even get through this project. I was like, what the fuck? Even Ultralight Beam, I was like, all right, cool. But if this is what the whole album sounds like, I'm good. And after that, I was like, this is fucking bullshit. I'm done with Kanye. Gave it a couple days, came back. I'm like, I like Ultralight Beam still. I like this song still, but I'm good on this album. Then I started talking to people about it. I'm like, bruh, this album sucks. Oh, really? I haven't listened to it yet. I'm like, yeah, this shit sucks. Don't even bother. And I put it on. And I don't know what happened. It clicked. And I was like,
Ultralight Beam.
yeah, that Jesus light came back, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, wow. And I listened to it again after that, and before I knew it, I had listened to this album like 4 times straight in a row. And I was like, oh my god, this album is fucking great. And it's so weird. Okay, here's the thing with this album. This album, to me, is what Yeezus should have been. I feel like with Yeezus, he was trying really hard to make an album weird. With this album, I think what happened was Kanye finally sat back and said, you know what? I'm gonna make an album that's different, but I'm not gonna try overly hard. And I think he relaxed, composed himself, and he made songs that were interesting. Now, this is not an album that I'll ever defend to people. If somebody comes up and says, this shit is trash, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm not gonna argue. You know, if someone says Shadows in the Sun is whack, okay, we gotta talk. If someone says Good Kid, Mad City is whack, let's talk about this. What didn't you like about it? But if someone says this shit is whack, all right, I feel you, I'm good. But me personally, I think this album is great. Ultralight Beams, great. Father Stretch My Hands, this is the Cudi that I've been missing. I like the way he handled that hook. I have to agree with the sentiment of Designer. I don't know who he is, but the way it rolled in the Father Stretch My Hands Part 2 was dope. I thought Famous was nice. I feel like Rihanna's wailing ass, no singing ass, ruined that song. Why does she sing? I don't understand. Like, if anybody in the industry needs auto-tune, it's Rihanna. But you know what? I like what he did with her hook. I like when he's rapping, he brought her back. Mm. I just wanted you to know. If he just kept that, instead of letting her like do whatever the fuck she was doing, oh my god, it's not like someone shivved her in the fucking neck and then said, sing this fucking hook. No, stop. She's terrible. The only songs on, well, you know what? Let me talk about Freestyle 4. I thought that song was incredible. First few times I heard it, I was like, this is fucking awful. That's the one with the, no, Freestyle 4 is the one with that weird ass beat. And then he's like, we'll be fucking the table. We'll be fucking the table. I fucked with that track.
I didn't.
I was like, this is stupid as fuck. But it, again, it clicked literally the other day. I was like, wow, this is actually the sound of somebody that's really going crazy and is so self-indulgent that he doesn't give a fuck about anything else. This is something that I feel like would have fit perfectly with Yeezus if Yeezus was good. Like, this is what Yeezus should have been. I feel like he could have taken that I Missed the Old Kanye song off here because I didn't think it was funny, I didn't think it was clever, I thought it was stupid. And it totally fucked up the flow of the album because then you're following it up with FML, with Weekend, which had one of the best build-ups I've heard in so long.
I thought it was a clever placement though because it came right after that song and it's like, okay, for people that doesn't like the song that you like, then it come right after that. It came after
it
a
did,
weird
but
song.
It was between two weird songs that were not the old Kanye. And I think that this song, this album is not serious, but it is very artistic. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I don't think is for everybody. And for him to throw that stupid song right in the middle of it, I just thought it was dumb.
I thought it was just a placement by him because it was so far from an old Kanye what he was doing.
I mean, no, I get the idea of the song. I just thought it was dumb.
Yeah.
It didn't sound good. And
yeah, I was just talking about the placement
funny.
Of it. I was just talking about the placement of it.
FML, I thought was fucking awesome.
What's
that's the one with Weekend. That's the one with Weekend.
Oh, okay.
That shit is tight. But yeah, yo, 30 Hours I thought was dope. I like the way he was rhyming on it. Again, as anyone would say, I did not like that fucking self-indulgent bullshit at the end. Mm-hmm. It was worthless, pointless. Why you only got Andre 3000 on a hook, I don't understand. Especially a hook where he's only saying 2 words. It's fucking stupid. No More Parties in LA, whatever, I ain't gotta talk about that. Facts was trash, Fade was trash. So, the majority of this album, I really enjoyed. Now, lyrically, it's doo-doo. Like, he's not saying really anything that well. A lot of lyrics are fucking stupid. Yeah, I saw somebody make a bet with somebody that I would mention the blouse line, the asshole line. Yeah, you just won your $500. That line was so fucking stupid. if she bleach your asshole, and I get bleach on my shirt, am I an asshole? A lot of his bars were really bad. The Ray J line was really stupid. That shit was funny. But and then like the Taylor Swift line was just stupid. It was like,
yes.
I feel like Kanye, unfortunately, what he did with this album is he dated himself by making too many very current references, like the Blac Chyna and Rob thing. I had to look that up because I was like, I don't get it. Help him with the weight. I'm like, well, damn, isn't that supposed to be your brother-in-law? That's kind of fucked up, but whatever. I don't know what's going on with the Kardashians, but maybe Sophie can let me know after this. But either way, but yeah, I don't know what to say. I really enjoyed this album. It is very incohesive. It definitely sounds like a bunch of random songs thrown together, but I like the songs themselves. I don't really sit here and try to figure out what this, you know, underlying theme is or what the life of Pablo is, because I just don't care. Because I think the whole underlying theme of the life of Pablo is bullshit, because he changed the name of the album at the last second anyway. So if it was really supposed to be about Pablo Picasso, why'd you name it Waves? And then why'd you change it to Swish or whatever, or vice versa? Because we never would have got the Pablo Picasso thing from this album had he not changed the name of it to the life of Picasso or life of Pablo. So I don't care about all those conspiracy theories with this album. It doesn't fucking matter. I think that Kanye actually finally made weird songs that were well made. But again, I'm not gonna defend this album to anybody.
Kanye, just give me another album. I have zero expectations of your music. Just give me another album, and if I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. I feel just like Mike. Like I'm not gonna defend this album to anybody. Like if you say you hate it, okay. That's cool. It's one of my personal favorites. I like this. Like I listen to this. I'm gonna listen to this. This is him. This is Kanye, and that's what I love about him. He's always honest. He's 100% honest about himself, and that's what I want. I just want honesty. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I get out of Kanye. Why are you looking at me crazy?
Because he's probably the most dishonest artist in fucking rap history. I don't get that.
So he's dishonest about his own feelings about shit. Is he like what I'm saying?
What I'm saying? Okay, go ahead.
I think he's false putting himself on a pedestal because he thinks he needs to.
Yes.
I don't think he really believes some of the bullshit that comes out of his mouth.
For the record, I really want to like Kanye's albums. I really like Kanye. I don't want to hate on his albums. You know, as whatever little final thought I have, you know, the beats on here, there are good beats on here. There are good productions. Sonically, you can listen to it. But I think just everything else added on top, when you put it all together, it just doesn't work for me. And I think when you add in, you know, the things he's saying, the things he's done, and everything that he's done over the last couple of years.
Because you can't ignore it, you know?
It becomes part of the package. And it you know, it's hard to separate the two.
And I guess I just like the overall package.
You know?
I enjoy the madness, the craziness that is Kanye.
We don't need to be entertained by him making a fool of himself. Okay. Because here's the thing, like if you really think about Kanye, like, and I was talking to Adam Bean about this, like, would this Kanye have gone on TV and said George Bush doesn't care about black people? No.
Yes.
But he would go on TV and complain about the fashion industry ignoring his fucking
design. Begging for money.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Facebook complaining on Twitter about. Yeah. Like, it's just this Kanye. I don't want to be entertained by this bullshit. You know, what he did with the George Bush part was entertaining and needed.
Yes.
This is just a bunch of self-indulgent bullshit. Yeah. I don't want that anymore. I want Kanye to concentrate on making music. And I feel like if Kanye had pulled back from all this other bullshit, this album would have been 10 times better. Because it would have been maybe more cohesive.
Yep.
Some of the bars may have been better. Because Kanye doesn't think he has to put good bars in anymore. I don't think Kanye really deep down thinks these are good bars. I think he just lays some shit down and is just like, well, fuck it, I'm Kanye. People don't like it anyway. I don't give a fuck.
Yep.
And I kind of played into that because I do enjoy this, even though I think the bars are fucking terrible. But sonically, the way it sounds, I find it interesting. It's like you can almost ignore the fact that the bars aren't really all that great.
Well, I mean, I'd be quick, but you know, Kanye, if you're watching, just, you know, I hear songs like, you know, Normal Parties in L.A. and Real Friends, and then you hear the rest of those subpar, terrible bars on the album. It's just, yeah, as a fan of your work, it just frustrates me. So that's what I think for this album. I'm just like, dude, you going from this to that? Cause you actually, I thought you was more of a spotlight than Kendrick on No More Parties in LA. I thought you kind of find your groove on that song.
And that's hard to do nowadays.
Yeah, more than Kendrick. I mean, yeah, that's tough to do now, and especially the pocket that Kendrick is in. So it's like, you hear that, I'm like, fuck Kanye, like what the hell? And then you hear the rest of this.
Fuck Kanye.
Yeah, it's like, ah. So, I mean, that's why I say this album is just like average, because it's just like, it sounds so all over the place. The bars are so subpar. Some of the beats on here are nice, but then most of them is just like, I can't really get with it personally, so, and that's it. But I mean, you still Kanye, so I'm not like him. I'm not like, oh, stick a fork in him or whatever. But, you know, it's, yes, I am disappointed in this album, bro. You let me down. I didn't have high expectations, but I knew I was going to enjoy this more than Yeezus. And he just let me down.
I let me down for one of his songs.
Damn, that's all. That's all I got.